Holiness to the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. And he who called you is holy. You also be holy in all your conduct, being confident of this thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Whatever happened to the worship of the true and living God Almighty? What has replaced the awe and wonder of the all-powerful, omnipotent Creator? What has been exchanged for the preeminent, omniscient Lord of heaven and earth? What is this God Almighty that has crept into the vision of so many today? He is indeed our Saviour and Shepherd, our friend and bridegroom. But his loving kindness has been converted into indulgence. His powerful strength has been metamorphosized into a sloppy weakness. Oh, he remains Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. His head and hair were white as wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And John, the beloved disciple who leaned on his breast, fell at his feet as though dead. John, like Daniel, was a man greatly beloved, but he fell with his face towards the ground and became dumb. Angels and seraphs veil their faces at the splendour of his majesty. Before him in whose sight the heavens are unclean. And they cry in ethereal, rapturous bliss, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. For he is the one whose character is holy and who demands holiness of us." The young Isaiah cried out in a voice of utter lamentation and grief, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Moses shrank down to the ground and removed the shoes from off his feet. "For the place where you are standing is holy ground." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Oh, how quickly the awe and wonder of the three persons of the Trinity, who demand deep reverence of bowed worship and hushed prayer, where sinners and saints alike tremble in his glorious presence, how quickly the awe and wonder has been replaced with chattering clamour and musical merriment. As the reverence of Almighty God diminishes, so too the morals and laxity of those who worship, resulting in a carelessness of conduct and a slipping of standards. The practices of much of Christendom today would have been regarded as disgraceful and viewed with stunned shame in years gone by. The growth of sin in the corporate life of nations and the domestic life of individuals causes one to tremble as one kneels at the feet of a holy God. But God is the one that never changes. "I am the Lord, I change not." For he is the one that remains holy, yesterday, today, and for ever. And it is this standard that he requires of us, holiness unto the Lord. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you? Do you not know the Holy Spirit within you is from God? Do you not know you are not your own, you are bought with a price? Just as the vessels of the temple were set apart and sprinkled with blood, so we, just as the tabernacle with its hides and skins, poles and curtains were cleansed, so we. As the priests with their priestly robes were purified and pure, so we. When God started his work with Moses, the Lord told him, "Certainly I will be with thee." At the start of his ministry, Isaiah cried in full submission to the Almighty God, "Lord, here am I, send me." Daniel's love for the Lord was evident, for Daniel purposed in his heart that he would be holy and not defile himself. Oh, and the beloved John, who laid down his fishing net so many years before, started to write about the things which were, and which are to come. He started a good work in Moses. He started a good work in Isaiah. He started a good work in Daniel. He started a good work in John. And he started a good work in you, beloved child of God, and he started a good work in me. And every day of this life is a step forward from the things that were to the things that shall be hereafter. For we are confident of this thing, that God who began the good work within you will continue to work until it's finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ comes back again. Yes, he who started a good work in you and he who started a good work in me will day by day and step by step continue his perfecting work in your life and mine until he brings to perfection that which he started in us so long ago. He chose us in Christ from the foundation of the world. He purposed to make us holy as he is holy. He started to conform us into his image when we trusted him. And he continues to perform his work in us as we remain in him and he in us.